Oh, what's up, homeboys, homegirls, home people, replicants, NPCs, and as always, a very special welcome to all of you peeping toms watching this on YouTube. I am your leader, host, Clay Ivy, and this is the Group of Loners podcast. So Joe Biden apparently drank two Red Bulls and gave the State of the Union address, and then some lady from Alabama removed everything from her kitchen and gave a rebuttal. A lot of people online were making fun of that kitchen. Let me just say, it was hilarious. That was something else. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about politics. We're going to get to the fun stuff. But I will just say this about the State of the Union. I don't understand the audience. I mean, let's just talk to the people. Let's sit down in the Oval Office and just talk to people. We don't need to. All those people in that building, they know the State of the Union. They're creating it. They're the politicians. They're influencing it. They're voting on it. So that whole dog and pony show of standing up, and I mean, both parties do it, just standing up and clapping or, you know, making thumbs down gestures or however they play it. It's all just a bunch of wasted time. Just get back to work. But on the fun stuff, Oscars were this weekend. Had a blast. I probably like the Oscars more than the Super Bowl. I'll just say it. I don't know why. I don't find them that important. I often disagree with the results. I don't think that it is really reflective of, you know, whether film is good or not, whether it's nominated. That being said, I think there's a you gotta make a film of a certain quality to be there, and I respect that kind of game. I think a lot of it's on, you know, I'm a comedy horror baby. That's what I love. Very underrepresented, but you know, we had American Fiction get in there, and The Holdovers, both comedic movies. So that was close. But are they like you know, I mean, they ain't starring The Sandman. You know what I'm saying? It's comedy, dramedy. That's what it is. It's a dramedy. But the Oscars, man, let's start with, we'll go through some categories, see what all happened here. I had a great time. I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. I said I wasn't going to talk politics, but I gotta read this. This is awesome. Check this out. So this is, has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloponopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Also, a really bad politically correct show tonight in 4 years. Disjointed, boring, and very unfair. Why don't they just give the Oscars to those that deserve them? Maybe that way their audience and TV ratings will come back from the depths. Make America great again. I guess the attention wasn't on him for 5 seconds, and he threw a little temper tantrum. But, I mean, this whole thing about people needing to look bigger and stronger and more glamorous, Hitler, that sounds like Nazi shit to me. That sounds like some crazy propaganda. Geez, oh, Pete, that's kind of scary. But just, I mean, the dude has never sent out a nice tweet about any kind of event. I mean, even his, you know, holiday tweets are, okay, enough. Screenplays. Oh, best original screenplay. I didn't think this was even close. Anatomy of a Fall took it home. I mean, that movie I would describe as like a great book. You're wanting to turn the page. You're wanting to know what happens. It was a great story. I always say I'm a slave to story. It is a hindrance to me when I critique movies because a lot of the picture and sound and other qualities that are extremely important, I always put second to a story, and that's not fair. Because there are great movies that, you know, aren't as story centric. Anatomy of a Fall, I thought was just fantastic, extremely well acted. The female lead in that movie, she did about half that movie in English, about half of it in French. And then she did Zone of Interest, I believe was the title of that. We'll put it in the lower third if it's wrong. She did that entire movie in German. Both pictures were nominated for Best Picture. So she had quite a moment. Incredible job. Wasn't a role that I think necessarily lent itself to, you know, awards. But the movie as a whole was fantastic. And definitely in terms of screenplay, I thought it was the best film. So happy to see that win. Adapted went to American Fiction. Was also happy to see that win. Loved that movie. It was one of the ones I saw more recently than the other contenders. Didn't know a lot about it going into it and didn't even really realize that it was going to be a comedy. I had a fantastic time. Saw it in theaters and it was wonderful. Another great, great story where you're just like, how is this going to end? And it was fantastic. It had a great ending. It was great. The story, very well acted. Took a lot of range, a lot of emotions covered in that movie. But still, for the topic that it was, addressing, or multiple topics, I wouldn't corner it. I think that it kept it light, and it was a great time. I will also tell you guys this, just real fast, because I think it's worth noting. I have been a lot more stoned than I am right now, but I have certainly been a lot less stoned than I am right now. Getting ready to go to Ireland. Not looking forward to it. And just going to go ahead and edible, smoke, and drink my way through it. Because that's healthy. All right. So I'm just going to go. It's what Buddha says, baby. It says meditate and intoxicate. And that way you can vacate your fears. Thanks be to Giles. All right. So makeup, Poor Things. I mean, if you saw Willem Dafoe's face in Poor Things, you understand how makeup took this award home. It was a very visually stimulating movie. Also had a great story. So we'll talk more about that film. Had quite the night. But makeup, yeah, people who, don't get credited enough, and will continue that trend by not announcing anyone's name. Just kidding. Put it in the lower third. All right. Production design. All right. This was the, I will say, the first movie of the night that I didn't predict correctly. I will say this too. I predict based, it's the same as what I would pick. So if I were a judge, my prediction is based on what I would pick as a judge. Production design, it went to Poor Things. I don't have any problem with that. It was a fantastic production design. If you haven't seen that movie, you got to see it. I was just trying to convince my mother right before the podcast to watch it because she hasn't seen it yet. You know, my parents are older. All right, she's 67. My dad's 93. No, he's 71. But I was trying to convince them to see this. It's a little bit out of it's weird, and so. I feel comfortable saying that because it's a fantastic movie. And I'll just go ahead and spoil this. It was my favorite movie of the year. Poor Things was my favorite movie of the year. But I wanted to read the reviews because I think they're I find them interesting. So on Rotten Tomatoes, critics 92, audience is 79. Those are really good scores. Critics consensus though, wildly imaginative and exhilaratingly over the top. Poor Things is a bizarre, brilliant tour de force for director Yorgos Lanthimos and star Emma Stone. Audience says Poor Things is a weird, wild, good time, and Emma Stone is fantastic in it. Just be prepared for adult themes and may unsettle. Sorry, for adult themes that may unsettle or offend some viewers. A lot of titties, a lot of boom boom in the boom boom, bang bang in the bedroom, boom boom in the boom boom. Boom, boom, and boom. Yeah, we see a lot of it going down in that movie. I know I'm a prude, notoriously so. Don't love it, but I had no problem with that movie. I thought it was fun. I had a great time, and it was. Listen, it wasn't like gratuitous. This is. I don't want to like kind of get into it too much because I just think you should see it. But it was relevant. It wasn't just. It was 100% relevant to the characters, to the story. It was necessary. It would have been the same film without that. And I very rarely say that because most of the time it's straight up gratuitous and people are just like, you know what helped this? Show a titty. I get it, but no, it's not my thing. But this was fucking dope. This movie was super awesome. Just all around. It's mine and producer Steph's favorite movie of the year. Saw it in theaters. Fantastic. Pairs well with the popcorn. So, costume design. I got this one wrong. Poor Things. Again, you can't. I mean, there's nothing really about that movie you can take exception to. It was a perfect movie to me. That's why it's nominated for Best Picture. And I'd like to know. You know, we'll see. But I'd like to know what it came in actually, where it ranked. But for me, it was number one. For Steph, it was number one. And you can't argue with that. I got this one wrong too. I thought Napoleon. Madison King George took it home back in the day, and I thought Napoleon would take it here. That's a fine choice. And you know, Napoleon got nominated. I think it's great. It should have been. It didn't win, but great. Foreign film. I don't actually know why Anatomy of a Fall didn't qualify as a foreign film, but it apparently didn't. Zone of Interest is what got it. Zone of Interest. The female lead in Zone of Interest was the same as that in Anatomy of a Fall. And let me just get her name real fast because I won't pronounce it correctly, but Sandra Hüller. Hüller. I'm not sure. It's terrible, but she was absolutely fantastic in that. But she was in Zone of Interest as well. Zone of Interest was this movie that took place. It basically showed the life of a German family living outside of Auschwitz. It's an emotional journey, that film. It's interesting to see how kind of normal people can be monsters. That was my takeaway, was if you didn't know that this family was what they were, you would have thought they were just a normal family with normal family problems. But when we go to work in the morning and we open up spreadsheets, they go to work in the morning and murder people. So yeah. It was tough. It's a tough, tough material, but it was a very, very well shot, well acted movie. I thought it somewhat lacked your normal story trajectory, which have said I have a bias about. So I don't think that's a fair criticism for me. I know that it's a biased criticism, but that was, you know, for me on a personal level, why it wasn't in the higher order for me in terms of Best Picture. But it was a very good film, and I think absolutely no doubt deserved to win for Best Foreign Film. So that's great. Best Actor? There was no doubt. Cillian Murphy. And I love Paul Giamatti. And The Holdovers was my second favorite movie of the year, I think, after Poor Things. And I'll say this, of all the movies this year, Holdovers, I guarantee you, over the course of my life, I will watch more than any of those movies. I think Holdovers is a movie that I'll watch every December. I'll watch it every Christmas. And yeah, I'm excited about that. So Henley Katz joined us again. He made an appearance, I believe, on the last podcast. He's a slave for fame. Come here. Now he's going to run for me. Now he's shy all of a sudden. He's had only two of his allotted four dinners. So, Cillian Murphy, though, best actor for Oppenheimer, really did an amazing job. Got skinny for it. I mean, he's already a skinny man, but really got in character by eating less and really just kind of brought a nuance to that character that was very difficult. That would have been a hard role to play. And that's kind of one of the things with the Oscars, you know, is it, we'll get to it more with best actress, but you can kind of do a 10 out of 10 as for what the role calls for. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you should win an Oscar, because some roles just require more. I would liken it to a gymnast routine. I mean, you can do a perfect routine, but some routines just require more than others. Some are harder than others, and you get a bonus for that. And that's, you know, what we'll see. But Cillian Murphy really had to play a lot of depth. I mean, that character was a complicated person. I mean, you're talking about a man of science who's creating something that's going to, you know, give science a bad name and going to have an impact for for generations to come. We can argue all day about whether those bombs should have been dropped. What's a proportionate response has been in the news a lot today, you know, in this time of, with a lot of conflicts around the world. And it, I think it makes you think, it makes you reflect, it makes you, we're in a tough position right now. A lot of the world's in a tough position right now, and it requires tough decisions. And, you know, so got a big election coming up. I think that's important to consider too. Boy, for not talking politics, I've really managed to spin everything to politics. I'm a little just kind of pissed off about it all anyways. I had a liberal representative send me a message that I thought was ridiculous, just kind of saying what colors and stuff without really ever telling you what you stood for or anything. It just kind of made me mad with the whole system, you know, like I'm thinking that's no better than what our congressman right now is doing. So anyways, that's another story for another day. But best actress, Emma Stone. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, Killers of the Flower Moon was great. I just don't think that role required as much as the role that Emma Stone played. And then when you consider that, I don't think this should be a consideration. The role and the final result is what matters. But it's even more amazing when you consider that the progression of that character that Emma played didn't film that in chronological order. They had to film her at different stages going back and forth. And that's amazing that she was able to play Bella that way. I found it absolutely incredible. So I was super happy that she won. I just thought that she played a role that required more and that she delivered on that role. And that was as simple as it. I just think the routine was a harder routine and she executed it. And, you know, I mean, that's a shame. You wish everyone could get the Oscar. I mean, the same thing with Divine Joy Randolph. She did a fantastic job in The Holdovers, and I absolutely love that movie. I thought Emily Blunt did a fantastic job in Oppenheimer. I would have liked to have seen them. You know, you kind of wish they could both take it home, but that's not the way it works, and that's okay. I mean, it's fine. Do I think everyone should get a trophy? Of course I do. I'm a big libtard, so of course I think that everyone should get a participation trophy. I just hope everyone has a good time, and I just hope everyone has fun out there. And you know, you guys all made some really good movies, and we really enjoyed watching them all. And you're all winners in my eyes. You really are. Every one of y'all, bless y'all, y'all's hearts. Y'all got all dressed up fancy, and then you got to clap and say, "I'm just so happy for them." And then inside, you're going, "Fuck them," you know. But that's kind of—is it silly to like judge art in this way? Sure, but let's have fun. It's fun. It's fun. Fun to go do it, you know. We would have never seen Matt and Trey in their dresses if the Oscars didn't exist. So for that alone, it's worth it. Here's the Oscars. And then the final award of the night, the award for Best Picture. No surprises there. Went to the favorite, Oppenheimer. My favorite was probably Poor Things, but you know, it's nice to see a Best Picture go to something that was so popular with audiences. So popular in theaters, part of the Oppenheimer Barbie mania, Barbieheimer or whatever it was. So that was that's good to see. It's good to see something that's popular with audiences win Best Picture, because oftentimes that doesn't happen, and it's good that that's reflected this year. So catch us next week. It'll be the St. Patrick's Day episode live from Ireland. Tons of content from Ireland. Barton, Erica, we're on our way. Sean, I wish you were here talking me off a cliff about flying, but we'll be here next week live from Ireland. So to all you out there, see you next Tuesday.